Now it's time for the very last cross for 2015 to Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, welcome. It's
G'day, Sarah.
New Year's Eve, so no better time to reflect on the year that was in sports, both here in Australia and overseas. And let's start overseas, actually. What were the biggest stories?
Well, Sarah, unfortunately, mostly off the field, the revelations about FIFA in soccer. And also that athletics in Russia and Africa and maybe in a few other places appears to be awash with dope cheats, corrupt officials. We'll know more about that in early in 2016, January the 14th, in fact, when the World Anti-Doping Agency releases another report into all that systematic corruption in athletics. And in FIFA, we'll hear a lot more about that in 2016 too, as a new president replaces Sepp Blatter. Of course, there'll be more of the unravelling of all that systematic corruption at the top of the world game, the bribes, the kickbacks, and well, just that small matter of $2 million that was suddenly and belatedly paid between the outgoing president and someone who might have challenged him. But let's get to on the field. And I'm always a big admirer of New Zealand as a sporting nation. The country competes well in so many sports and, of course, dominates in one, rugby union. And in 2015, the All Blacks won what was probably one of the best World Cups ever, beating the Wallabies. We have to accept that here in Australia in the final. And look, when you put these lists together, you leave yourself open to that great sin of omission. But I guess there's two people in tennis that can't be overlooked. Novak Djokovic had a great year, winning three Grand Slam titles and making the finals of a fourth. So he's still a young bloke, but he's proven himself as one for the ages, as is the nicely ageing Serena Williams, who won the first three Grand Slams of 2015, all that in her 30s. And she also continues to present herself as an advocate against racism, not the least at the recent Indian Wells tournament. And Sports Illustrated nominated her as its Athlete of the Year. And Steve Simon, the new head of the Women's Tennis Association, declared her the greatest female tennis player ever. And as that other Simon, Paul Simon, would say, Sarah, who am I to blow against the wind?
She does go from strength to strength, doesn't she?
She certainly does.
That's overseas. What about Australian performances over this year?
Well, probably started with the Socceroos winning the Asian Cup, proof that Ange Postecoglou has what it takes to mould a winning Australian side the way he did a winning A-League team, or a couple of winning A-League teams. And continuing with soccer, of course, the Matildas making the playoffs in their World Cup. They were the first Australian team in a soccer World Cup to get past the round robin bit before losing to Japan. And look, significantly, their off-field performance as well, going on strike for better pay and conditions. And as a follow-on from that, we now have the performance of the Melbourne City team in the Women's National League, 10 wins from 10 games. And that's in part because they too have been properly paid, and for the first time, Melbourne City is just one of the few W League clubs that spends all of its salary cap on its players, and it's a big breakthrough, I think, for women's sport generally. Look, it's been said many times across 2015, it's been a big year generally for women's sport, because the Diamonds winning the Netball World Cup, the Southern Stars winning the Ashes, and it's been pointed out many times, the fellas didn't, but the Australian men's cricket team did win their World Cup. They beat New Zealand in the final, and their test performances haven't been bad so far this summer. In rugby league, now, who could ever forget the 2015 Jonathan Thurston Golden Point Grand Final, one of the great moments in Australian sport, probably globally. In golf, amazing year for Jason Day, the first major, ranked at number one in the world. All this from those humble beginnings in southern Queensland, when his first golf club was a cut-off one his dad made for him, and, you know, his parents or his mum having to go down to the local salvos to get clothes for them, of course, and now he has many riches. And Mick Fanning, he'd be in the final too for one of the best individual efforts of 2015. But in the end, just like 23 other horses and jockeys, you just can't go past Michelle Payne's ride in the Melbourne Cup. And of course, that extemporaneous but honest quote just after she crossed the winning line, something about taxidermy, I think it was, Sarah.
That hadn't occurred to me before, but yes, it was. It was. Thank you very much, Warwick Hadfield. Big year in sport this year, and we look forward to 2016.
Good on you, Sarah. Good luck to you and a happy new year to you and all the RN Brekkie listeners, because they're good sports too.
And they are good sports. Thank you very much, Warwick Hadfield.